from the Daily Mail. Spina bifida show jumper. Show jumper is somebody that rides a horse and jumps over shit on a horse during a horse show where people jump over shit and run around obstacles. Wins landmark legal case over her wrongful conception. That's right, somebody has sued and won a case in which they are claiming that they should never have been born. Evie Toombs, 20, who sued her mother's general practitioner, claiming she should never have been born and she could win millions in damages. Wow. That's insane. That is insane. That's some of the craziest shit I've ever heard. Holy shit. I should never have been born. Can I shoot you in the head now since you clearly don't want to exist? No. No, no, no. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there who like and appreciate my content and its raw red-pilled nature to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting media links in the upper right-hand corner. In the middle of the page, you'll find a lot of services, a lot of off-show services that I offer as a philosopher. And at the bottom of the page, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to donate to my continued content creation. Any amount is greatly appreciated, and this show has never made me money. So if you could, please consider going and checking out my website, therealistphilosopher.com, and consider making a donation. I could really use your help. Okay, back to the story. So, a show-jumping star. She's able to ride a horse and jump over shit. Well, the horse jumps over shit while she rides it, so she's not doing all that bad. Her health is good enough to ride a horse, but not good enough to apparently live a normal life, so she needs to sue for being born. Sued her mother's GP, general practitioner, I'm assuming, claiming she should never have been born. How can this claim be made? I don't understand this. Then you have a problem with existing. I could maybe understand suing for cause like, you did something while my mommy was pregnant or post-pregnancy while I was a baby that fucked me up, so now I've got cause to sue you. But how the fuck can you sue somebody for existing? I mean, you're here, right? You're alive. You're breathing the air. You're looking at the trees. You're riding fucking horses and winning. What? That's your problem, that you exist? How the fuck can you win a lawsuit for that in the millions of dollars, yo? In a landmark high court ruling case. Oh, high court, I should have known. Lefty fucking Britain. Evie Toombs, age 20, was born with spina bifida and sometimes spends 24 hours a day connected up the tubes. That could be worse. You could not exist. Oh, that would be better, you think? Well, okay. How about we cancel your lawsuit? I come over to your house, I blow your fucking head off. How about I assisted suicide you? Wait, where's the logical consistency here? If your life is such crap, how are you able to ride horses around and win competitions on horses? And if your life is so bad, why don't you just get somebody to assist you in your suicide, since women are so bad at this shit? How many men need assisted suicide, by the way? Isn't it usually women? Men just pick up a fucking gun and blow their fucking head off. But women, they need to be assisted. If your life is so bad, if you have a problem with existing, just kill yourself. Oh, no. My life's not that bad. Then how can you sue? This makes no sense. And she's forged a career in show jumping. Yeah, but. Yeah. My life is so bad, I spend 24... Whoa. Oh, sometimes spends 24 hours a day connected up to tubes. Right. Well, you don't need to be connected up to tubes 24 hours a day. If you did, you wouldn't be able to show jump. This is so ridiculous. So she forged a career in show jumping, competing against both disabled and able-bodied riders. Meaning you're able-bodied enough to ride a horse. So how the fuck can you have any cause to sue? Her cause to sue is existence. Existential angst, essentially. No, it's not just existential angst. I have tubes connected to my body to live. Not all the time. Just sometimes. But by the way, you should thank your fucking lucky stars you're here. Oh, no, that's not enough. Just me existing and be able to do what I love, that's not enough. Because sometimes I have to have tubes connected. You know. That's the break show. We're not all born perfect. Anyway, you know. Last month, in a unique wrongful conception damage claim, Evie from Skegness sued Dr. Philip Mitchell over his failure to advise her mother, Caroline Toombs, 50, to take vital supplements before getting pregnant. Ugh. It's his... Wait. My body, my choice. So let me get this straight. When I want to kill babies, you have no say. It's 100% my responsibility, 100% my choice, and I am 100% responsible. Nobody else. But when I want to blame somebody else when something bad happens to my kid, it's everybody else's fault but mine. That's so interesting. Well, that's so interesting. I have agency until it's inconvenient, and it is the doctor's fault. Don't you have a computer? Wait. What kind of woman has a kid and doesn't look up prenatal health? Doesn't look up what kind of vitamins she should be taking. You could ask the doctor, what should I be taking? Should I be taking these supplements, y'all? Oh, no, you didn't do that. Oh, that would be you taking responsibility. I'm 100% responsible when I'm going to kill my baby, but not when I don't want to. When you want to do something morally objectionable and other people might stop you, my body, my choice. But otherwise, No. I see. Yeah, he didn't advise her to take vital supplements. So what? The kid could have still ended up fucked up. You don't know. The implication being that if he had advised her to take those supplements, then the child would not have ended up with spina bifida. You don't know that. You don't know that. How could she win this case? You can't prove that this outcome is because he didn't prescribe her some fucking supplements. This is retarded. This is how far... Can't believe that we get the foundations of our laws here in America from these dummies in Britain. She claimed that if the doctor told her mother she needed to take folic acid. Well, couldn't your mom find that out herself? I thought women are strong and independent. I thought women are strong and independent and in my body and my choice, and I'm 100% responsible for my orgasm, and my orgasm is my responsibility, and my child is my responsibility too, and nobody else's, and I have 100% say over anything that's in my body. Part of my body, even though a child is not, you know, part of your body. It's a totally separate body. It just happens to be in you. But I have a say over all of it. Oh, until I want to sue for money. Or until my kid wants to sue for money, in which case, oh, no, I'm not responsible. Great. Yeah. Well, yeah, my mother needed to take folic acid supplements to minimize the risk of spina bifida affecting her baby. She would have put off getting pregnant until she had done so. And as a result, well, I would never have been born at all, says Evie. Right, you wouldn't exist. So, the foundation of her case is that she's alive. And yeah, her life is uncomfortable oftentimes, but at least it's a life compared to no existence. Well, the implication being that no existence would be better. And you're suing the doctor for... not letting you not exist? What? Wow. And she could win? She did win? What? This is insane. In a landmark ruling in London today, Judge Rosalind Coe. Oh boy, Rosalind. I should have known. Female judge. All emotions, no facts. Totally completely biased. Uber feminista. He's a man, this male doctor, and she's a she, so he's automatically the oppressor. He's to blame. Spina bifida! Doctor didn't give her folic acid or say she should take folic acid. You can sue him. You're going to win. I'm going to give you a win for him not letting you not exist. This is so insane. This makes no sense. Judge Rosalind Coe backed Evie's case and awarded her the right to a huge compensation payout. Yeah. That's great. Her lawyers earlier said the amount Evie is claiming has not yet been calculated. Oh, geez. They don't do things by jury over there? Is it just in the judge's hands? But confirmed it would be big, since it would cover the cost of her extensive lifelong care needs. Oh, I see. Is that the argument? But I thought the argument was that she existed at all. Oh, so now the argument is the doctor, because he didn't advocate the use of folic acid, which might have prevented the spina bifida, but we don't know that it would have resulted in the prevention of the spina bifida. But now that she exists, she needs her medical care covered for the rest of her life. By the way, doesn't she live in Britain? Isn't it already covered? Don't they have the NHS? I mean, what? I thought that fucking Britain was a fucking socialist paradise with socialized single payer, yo, that the state paid for this stuff. No, it sucks. Their healthcare sucks. So she needs a privatization. The doctor's responsible for my healthcare costs because he didn't tell my mommy to take folic acid, even though we have not established that I wouldn't have been fucked up even if she had gotten the folic acid. And wouldn't you need to establish that before you could lay blame at his feet? Maybe my grasp of logic is flawed. I don't know. The judge ruled that had Evie's mother been provided with the correct recommended advice, she would have delayed attempts to conceive. Well, now that's a different argument than saying that if she had been prescribed the folic acid, that the girl wouldn't have been fucked up, which you can't prove. Now you're saying that Evie just wouldn't exist, and the pain and the suffering and the necessary medical care also wouldn't exist, so the doctor's responsible for that. That's an interesting argument. I don't know that I agree with that. She added, in the circumstances, there would have been a later conception, which means that Evie wouldn't exist, because a later conception would have meant a totally completely different human being born, which would have resulted in a normal, healthy child that wouldn't have been Evie. So she's suing for existence. Which doesn't entitle her to health care in my eyes. Oh, Lord have mercy. So the court had heard how Evie's mother had a very precious decision to start a family after losing her parents when she was young and had refrained from sexual intercourse until after they had received advice from the general practitioner. It's all his fault. All his fault. He decided to have a kid that ended up fucked up. Because what? Well, your decision as to whether or not to have a kid had nothing to do with him not prescribing folic acid. Or did it? Is that their argument? The groundbreaking ruling means that a healthcare professional can now be found liable for negligent preconception advice, which results in the birth of a child with serious health conditions. This girl ain't that old, 20 years. The internet's been around longer than 20 years. 20 years ago, there was internet, okay? And there were books. There were things called libraries. She couldn't go to a fucking library, which had internet and still has internet access to computers. Well, it doesn't have a computer at home. You could have went to the library. There's plenty of libraries in fucking Britain still. Socialist fucking paradise that it is. Government-funded libraries everywhere. You could have went there and got on the internet or used a fucking book. You could have cracked open a fucking book. It's not 100% the fucking doctor's fault. And again, you can't prove a causal link between the lack of folic acid and the spina bifida. Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, there she is. Beautiful girl. She's got a hose in her nose, but otherwise, she's ambulatory. She's walking around. What's the hose attached to, I wonder? Maybe has a little tiny oxygen container on her belt or something? She looks like a good-looking broad, though. She's not a bad-looking broad. Whenever I see these broads on the back of horses, they got nice bodies. They're not too fat. Well, they got to ride on a fucking horse. They got to jump over shit. You can't have 300-pound land wheels on the back of a horse. It'll break the fucking horse's back. He ain't jumping over shit with a big fat chick on it. So, yeah. She's probably a skinny broad, thin. Probably has a nice body. See the problem? She's not going to have a problem finding a husband. She's got this million-dollar, multi-million-dollar payout coming. Her health care will be covered. Got the NHS to boot. She'll be able to find a husband. She's not a bad-looking broad. Oh, that's her on the left, and the mother, who apparently has no responsibility whatsoever for informing herself about what supplements she needs before getting pregnant. Okay, sure, whatever. Oh, Prince Harry and Duke of Sussex, former Duke of Sussex, talking to this girl. Wow, look at her there. And that flimsy little sundress there. Nice body, it looks like. Shit. It's a good-looking girl. Wow, she's gorgeous. She's got a tube running into her nose, but I can look past the tube in the nose. That's not a deal breaker. So Evie, who has thanked her mother and father for their support in blog posts, thank you for giving birth to you. Did you blame your mother for not doing any kind of research, for not looking into, for not informing herself about what kind of supplements she should be taking? No, just the doctor. Because this is just a craven, opportunistic attempt at a cash grab. There's nothing more than this is, a cynical cash grab. Oh, yeah. So she recently spoke out about her issues on the ITV show Hidden Disabilities. What's the truth? Hidden? Her abilities don't seem to be all that bad to me. Maybe they are, but I don't know. They're called hidden for a reason. The 20-year-old sued for wrongful conception. Jesus Christ. Never having been born in a damaged state. Oh, now they add on the damaged state thing. Oh, she was born in a damaged state. Doctor's fault. Again, you can't prove that. I don't see how you can prove that it was the doctor's fault. Especially since people who take folic acid have also given birth to kids with spina bifida. One does not preclude the other. Anyway, ruling, the judge found that Dr. Mitchell had not told Ms. Toombs of the importance of taking folic acid supplements before getting pregnant. Jesus Christ. So, one little tiny... That's just... Oh, he didn't do this. So, he's being sued and found guilty of something he didn't do. Oh. So now other people have to be responsible for our failures, for our shortcomings. Well, of course, because that's the way the socialist views the world. They never do anything wrong. It's always someone else's fault. It's the doctor's fault for not informing her. It's not her fault for not doing any research. Oh, no. She couldn't inform herself. Even I know about folic acid, and I'm not a broad who can get pregnant. Why didn't she know? And if she'd been told, she would have delayed conceiving. We don't know that. That's what you're saying now. Because you want the cashola. That's convenient to say that now when it's part of your fucking case. She would have delayed conceiving and instead had a different, totally healthy baby, the judge added. You don't know that! By the way, I saw the picture of that broad. She didn't look all that young to me. Who knows? Oh, Jesus Christ. During that trial, the court heard the 50-year-old. 50-year-old! So she was 30 when she got pregnant. 90% of her eggs dead. The other 10% going downhill. Maybe, let's spitball possibilities. Maybe if she had a kid at 25 or 20, the kid wouldn't have been fucked up. Because her eggs would have been a lot higher quality. Oh, no. She can't be held accountable for that. And even if that is causal, well, daughter's not going to sue her for that. Mommy's got no money. And she's living with mommy, and mommy's the one taking care of her. So who can I get cash out of? Oh, maybe the doctor. Ooh, yeah, good idea. Let's sue the doctor for not telling you about folic acid. Ooh, yeah. That's great. It's crazy. So the 50-year-old Miss Toombs, who's also a keen horsewoman, had gone to see Dr. Mitchell at the Hawthorne practice to discuss her plans to have her first baby in February of 2001. First baby, 2001. This was a very precious decision. Yeah, we heard that already. So, yeah, I heard that too. So, despite discussing folic acid... Whoa, hold on, it was discussed. Let's see what this has to say. All right. Oh, so is it under, but the context. You need to look at the context. But despite discussing folic acid during the consultation, I thought you said that it wasn't discussed. Ms. Toombs claimed that she had not been told by Dr. Mitchell of its importance in spina bifida prevention. What? So he told you it was important to take folic acid, but he didn't get into the specifics of why. He didn't tell you the myriad, the long fucking laundry list of disorders that could be caused if you don't get enough of that. So he did discuss it, and he did say it was important, but he didn't get into enough detail. Oh, are you kidding me? Holy shit. This is absurd. They shouldn't get a fucking dime. If anybody should get sued, it's the mother. So he did tell you it was important, and you decided not to take it anyway, and now you're holding him to task? Fuck you. Fuck this fucking feminist judge, too. Carrying water for this irresponsible mother. Who is obviously 100% to blame? But the daughter, of course, doesn't want to blame mommy. So she's going after the only man who could maybe possibly be held to task. The doctor! Oh, boy. Anyway, the story continues by saying, he told me if I had a good diet previously, I would not have to take folic acid. If you had a good diet.
Right, yeah.
Which you probably obviously didn't. Because you would get enough folic acid in that diet if it was a balanced diet. That you wouldn't need to take folic acid. Apparently you didn't have a good diet. Well, it's not your fault though, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, Miss Rodway said that had Miss Toombs been promptly advised by Dr. Mitchell, she would not have gone on to conceive. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. She would have paused her pregnancy plan, started a course of folic acid, but she was told it was important and she didn't start a course, nor did she change her diet, even though she was told that it was important to have a balanced diet. This is all after the fact. You can't prove that she would have put off the pregnancy or actually taken folic acid. You can't prove any of that. You can't prove that the outcome would have been any different. Is there evidence she would have read up on it? What evidence is there that says she... You can't prove that this person would have. That's not factual. That's not empirical. That's opinion. That's a claim that can't be proven. I wouldn't have attempted to become pregnant until she was satisfied that she had protected herself as much as possible. She said, this is such bullshit. Such bullshit. If she indeed been putting off getting pregnant, she would have had a normal, healthy baby. You don't know that? Okay. Anyhow, after her birth in 2001, Evie was diagnosed with lipoma, I can't read that, LMM, a form of neural tube defect to the spine leading to permanent disability. She looked fine to me. Her mobility is said to be very limited. She rides horses. Well, the horse is doing all the running. Come on. There's a lot of physicality involved in riding a horse, actually. Okay? You don't see any quadriplegics or paraplegics or, oh, my legs don't work, but my arms work just fine. You don't have people who don't have use of their legs riding a fucking horse, okay? Those people have actual limited mobility. She can ride horses. How limited is her mobility, really? You got to hold on with your legs. It requires quite a bit of dexterity and such. It's not quite as simple as just sitting there, okay? But her mobility is very limited, and she will depend more and more on a wheelchair as she grows older. Maybe. While she also suffers with bowel and bladder issues. Anyway, the doctor denied liability, suggesting that Miss Toombs might already have been pregnant when she went to see Dr. Mitchell. Yeah, might have been. You don't know. A lot of don't knows here. Too many to really find this guy liable. Mm-hmm. He told the judge... Dr. Mitchell claimed to have given reasonable advice about the desirability of folic acid. Well, you know, apparently not reasonable enough. He didn't force the pills down her throat, so he's liable. It was his usual practice to tell prospective patients that 500 micrograms should be taken by those preparing for pregnancy, which he did. I don't know how he can be held liable. He said that he would have said that if the mother had a good diet and so... good folic acid levels anyway, supplements would be less important, but denied saying they were not necessary. I'm sure he didn't say that. I'm sure the mother is saying that so she can win a lawsuit. Wow. Good looking girl. I don't care if she's having bladder issues. Nice body, too. I'll wipe her ass. I'll be all right. Well, maybe not. I don't know. If there's anal involved, sure. Yeah, bad looking broad. Good looking broad, yo. Okay. So, yeah, there she is at home. Where are the tubes? I mean, I see that those lines and all, but they don't seem to be attached to her. I think they're playing this shit up. But today, Judge Coe ruled against the doctor. Nonsense. In the circumstances, I find that Miss Toombs was not pregnant at the time. Well, you don't know that. The doctor didn't even know that. How do you know that? Because she's a part of the sisterhood, and I want to find this evil man guilty. Yeah. Judge goes on to say, she was not advised about the relationship between folic acid supplementation and the preventation of spina bifida. She also probably wasn't advised of the two dozen other illnesses that could occur if you didn't get enough folic acid. So why? Anyhow, the story continues by saying the case will return to court to decide the full amount of Evie's compensation, unless agreed by the parties outside of court. No, they want to go back to court. They've got this judge that's heavily biased in their favor and hates the doctor. They'll get millions of dollars. Millions of dollars? Yeah, and the only thing that'll come out of this is his malpractice insurance will go sky fucking high, and he'll probably have to quit practicing. According to her own website, Eve describes her motto in life as find a way, not an excuse. Yeah, find a way unless you can wrongfully sue somebody and get a whole big fucking bundle of cash. As well as competing in show jumping nationally and internationally, she educates children about invisible illnesses. It's invisible. So, I mean, how do we know that it's as severe as she claims it to be? Because like I said, she looks pretty fucking good, yo. Pretty fucking good. She don't look like an invalid to me. She got a nice body to boot. She writes, I was born with a formless bottle, bifida, boo-hoo, woe is me. But having a passion in life gives me purpose and direction. And yet, part of your argument is that you would rather not exist. Yeah. Anybody call bullshit? 2018, she met the Duke of Sussex, a former Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who are now themselves grifting off of Western capitalism, even though they're both, or at least her, are clearly socialist. She's a socialist, and he's just pretending to be a socialist because he wants her a stretched out poon. Her old poon. When she won the Inspiration Young Person Award at a Will Child charity event. Wow, that's so interesting. She's got this horrible, debilitating illness, and yet she's winning all of these competitions that are physical in nature. Gee, I wonder if she's as ill as she's actually claiming to be. Let's go look at more of these pictures. Doesn't look too bad to me. Looks hot in that picture. Yeah, let's see some more. Nice. I can even ignore the little nose tube because she's that good looking. Mother's hideous, of course. Single mommy, no doubt. And there she is there. Wow. Looks real good there. Look at her calves. Look at the definition in her calves. So that's her in the red sundress. Look at her calves. Look at her calves. Exquisite definition. Very good muscle development in those calves. I'm supposed to fucking believe that this is the only sign that she's got some kind of invisible illness is that tube in the nose. I'm supposed to believe that she's an invalid and doesn't want to exist. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Oh, but it's an invisible illness. Oh, yeah. Look at that close-up. Wow. Beautiful eyes. Great cheekbones. Facial structure. Exquisite. Oh, but she's got a hard life. Yeah. I guarantee you, there's a whole fucking bevy of beta fucking simp orbiters. Want to get in her pants and her old jockeying to do whatever they can for this broad, make her life easier, serve her, put her on a pedestal, especially since she's got this supposed illness. Yeah. Bunch of losers out there trying to get into a position to help her, support her, take care of her. Oh, but she's got it rough. I mean, she's like a 9. She's a 9. Oh, but at least an 8. 8 or a 9. Oh, but her life is so difficult. Yeah, great body, 8 or 9. And she's totally, completely, 100% ambulatory. I don't see any real problems with her mobility. But she should never have existed. And her life is so bad, she doesn't want to exist. But because she exists and suffers, she should get a million plus dollar payout from the doctor. Because he didn't outline the potential risk of one out of a myriad of illnesses that can occur if you don't get enough folic acid, which he said she needs to do, by the way. Take lots of folic acid. Oh, but he's to blame. Okay, whatever. So there you go. Yeah. So if you have a baby that's fucked up and you didn't practice your due diligence and eat a good diet and do some research and take responsibility for your own pregnancy, well, you're entitled to a multi-million dollar payout because your doctor wasn't specific enough about the illnesses that can come about if you don't take the proper supplements or have a good diet, all of which I would think is common sense. There you go. There you go. Talk about a slippery fucking slope. So let me know what you think in the comments section. Is the doctor to blame because he didn't go into enough detail about what might, could, maybe, possibly happen, and might, could, possibly have even happened if he had shoved the fucking pills down her throat for 9 months? Is he to blame? Or is the mother to blame for not informing herself about her pregnancy, which is all about her and her body and her choice? So nobody else should bear any responsibility for the outcome, but apparently, you know, women are not as strong and independent and accountable as you would expect from somebody who's strong and independent. So let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.